YWLA Leadership Rules.
YWLA Leadership Rules.
Leaders are respectful.
Leaders are respectful.
That's the sound of success. At least according to the Duval County School District. A classroom of plaid uniform clad young girls are reciting the Young Women's Leadership Academy pledge just after lunch. This kind of discipline wasn't always the norm at Butler, says Women's Academy principal Tamara Williams.
Eugene Butler is very rich in history. It was a high school, and then it was transitioned into a middle school.
She says Eugene Butler High was struggling academically and behaviorally for some time. And that was leading to a mass exodus of students.
The academic data, of course, declining. The superintendent felt that we needed to do something to revitalize Eugene Butler.
2 years ago, the district converted it into a middle school and then separated students by gender. Different principals lead different faculty and students under the same roof. Superintendent Nikolai Vidi says a short time has made a huge difference.
You're seeing fewer suspensions, fewer infractions, fewer disruptions in the classroom, fewer arrests, with really the same type of child that was educated only a couple of years ago at the school.
Academically speaking, Vidi says Butler is doing better than many urban schools. In part, he says, because at-risk kids do better without the added distraction of the opposite sex. But research on that has reached varied conclusions.
In some cases, what they're seeing is ups and downs in terms of those outcomes.
Matthew Olson is an educational leadership professor at the University of North Florida. Single-gender learning has negligible impact on academic performance, he says, but it might play a role in improving behavior.
It goes beyond just having a single-gender setting. It's the instructional practice, but also what are you doing in terms of the collaborative school culture? How are you promoting the success of students? Are you celebrating, their gains?
Olson says he'd like to see more research into single gender learning that takes other factors into account. But at the end of the school day, he says it's all about catering to the individual student. And VD agrees. He says he understands single gender schools aren't for everyone and believes it should be one of many options. Vidi says he hopes to phase in a single gender high school one grade level at a time, starting as early as next year. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.